Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the Church as the Body of Christ. Week 5. Life's Washing in Love to Maintain Fellowship. Friday, Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Romans 6:4. We have been buried therefore with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Titus 3:4-5. But when the kindness and the love to man of our Savior God appeared, not out of works in righteousness which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 27, 1-4. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Whom shall I dread? One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in his temple. John 14:26. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all things which I have said to you. Philippians 1:19-21a. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. For to me to live is Christ. Related reading. I have a word specifically for the co-workers. God has put us in the world so that our presence would create a hunger and thirst for righteousness in sinners, believers, and the world. There must be an enigmatic freshness, power, nourishment, and supply within us that will drive others to seek after God by our presence. Others should have a desire to seek after God as a result of meeting us and speaking to us. If our reading of the Bible, prayer service, and gospel preaching do not produce such a powerful hunger within man, our work has failed. Many who knew Miss Barber can testify that she was very different from others. Whenever someone went to her and sat in front of her, spontaneously, he would realize how much he was off. He would realize that he did not have what she had and would aspire for what she had. 15 years ago in 1921, when I first became a Christian, I was very proud. I thought highly of myself because I was able to read one or two chapters of the Bible a day with some understanding. Very few people are proud outwardly. Most people are proud inwardly. I went to her to tell her about this. After I prayed a few words with her, I saw my pride before she even opened her mouth to rebuke me. I knew that I did not have what she had. This is foot washing. My feet were washed by her presence. I met God. Prior to that, I was living outside of God, and I was old and dark. But once I came to her, I was refreshed and enlightened. We often have the same sensation. We feel that we are washed after talking to certain brothers. Our spiritual energy is revived. We can touch and feel God once more. This is foot washing. A few days ago, I felt that my feet were defiled. At first, I thought that I had sinned, and I proceeded to deal with my sins. But God was still very far from me. I felt that there was a separation between myself and God. Later, I saw a sister who had been saved for only 2 or 3 months. She told me of her salvation experience and told me how she was persecuted by her family. She hoped that I would give her some help. When I heard this, I said, "Thank the Lord. When I came, my feet were defiled, but when I leave, my feet will be clean, because your testimony has washed away the oldness in my experiences." The book of Titus mentions the renewing of the spirit. This is a very precious expression. We need the renewing of the spirit so that we can always be spiritually fresh and invigorated. We have to aspire to wash others' feet. However, we cannot wash others' feet unless we have the overcoming life and the Spirit's help to live out such a life. We have to be fresh all the time before we can wash others' feet. The Lord said, "You also ought to wash one another's feet." Those who are spiritually fresh but who have lost their freshness need the washing. Every one of us needs our feet washed, and every one of us needs to be prepared to wash others' feet. The Lord said, "If I then, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Among all the services that Christians minister to one another, nothing is more crucial or more precious than foot washing. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I love what Brother Yu has said many times. The Bible today is more precious than the Bible yesterday. May we have fresh spiritual experiences every day. Romans 15:32 says, "I may refresh myself and rest with you." This is the result of foot washing.